69. Nate wiped the blood from his face with a damp paper towel.
So here's where we stand, he said. We've got some bottled water and enough in toilet tanks for anything else. We've still got power, which means everything in the tunnels came over to this side with us. That also means we don't have to worry about food for a little bit. All our refrigerators are going to keep working, so we should be good for a couple of days at least. They were back in Clive and Debbie's apartment. They'd straightened some of the surviving furniture so people had somewhere to sit. Mandy was curled up silently on one end of the couch with her arms wrapped around her legs. The bodies of Auntie and the two men were down in the lounge, out of sight.
And then what?
Asked Zila from the other end of the couch. She'd dropped her pants so Tim could pull the glass from her thigh. She squeezed Roger's hand while it happened. Tim put a few drops of superglue on the gash and then wrapped her leg with some gauze pads and a long bandage from Clive's first aid kit. It was messy, but it wasn't getting any worse.
By then, we're not going to be here, said Nate. There's a way to reverse what they did. Oscar was sure of it, so I'm sure of it.
Oscar's dead, said Andrew. He knelt on the floor near the kitchen area. He's joined the Great Ones.
I don't think you know as much about all this as you think you do, Nate said to the bound man.
Andrew pasted on his smug look. Nate looked back to his neighbors. There's a chance he's out there, hoping we'll rescue him. We don't know for a fact he's dead.
We don't know that he isn't, said Clive. Hell, even if he is alive, he could be 100 miles from here the way those things move.
Nate nodded. I know. But I think we need to check. The squales flew off over a ridge out by the hills. They might have a nest or something up there. Roger cleaned the last of the blood out of his ears.
So, what's the plan?
I think some of us should go over all the pictures from Tim's room. Maybe we can find a connection between the circuit diagrams and the actual machine and figure out how to get it running again. The rest of us will go up to that ridge and look for a sign of Oscar. If there's nothing, we come home. If there's something, depending on what it is, we'll figure out what to do next.
How are you going to get up there?
Asked Zila.
We don't have cars, and I'm pretty sure there aren't any buses.
Thank God for the subway, then,
said Veek with a smirk. A few of them chuckled. Nate smiled.
We've got 4 or 5 bicycles in the building, right? The ground's sandy, but it looks solid enough to ride on. We could be at the ridge in an hour. Less time to come back because it's all downhill.
We could just sit tight, too, suggested Tim. He ran a piece of white tape across Zila's bandage. We'll all get reported missing in an hour tops. There'll be a lot of really smart people looking for us on the other side.
I thought it took 3 or 4 days before somebody could be declared missing, said Debbie.
Most people aren't under 24-hour surveillance, said Tim. If the guy in the green car or part of his team doesn't lay eyes on me inside of 60 minutes, there's going to be a shitstorm. Pardon my language.
Said Roger. Think that guy's dead.
Tim's face dropped.
What?
Roger angled his head towards the front of the building.
Saw it when I was running up here. Green Taurus with the airbag set off looked like blood on it.
Plus, remember what Oscar was saying, said Nate. The Cavatch building's still in Los Angeles. It's still in the lock. I bet nothing looks that unusual over there. It's just wrong for us because we were in the building when it happened.
Were a lot of weird lights when I got home, said Roger. People noticed that.
Nate shook his head.
I just don't think we should be counting on anyone except us. We've got food, but not enough to risk sitting around doing nothing.
You're right, said Tim. But I'm still not sure going out there is the best choice. No offense to Oscar.
Nate nodded.
Okay, what do you think we should do?
Taking care of this place, the machine, was Oscar's job, said Tim. Let's search his apartment for schematics or an owner's manual or something. He's probably got better information than us. Hell, for all we know, he's got the reset instructions posted on the back of his door.